AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A new government report is providing previously undisclosed details and a behind-the-scenes chronology of one of the worst-ever cyber attacks on the United States. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports the Office of Personnel Management failed to recognize from an earlier break-in that it was actually dealing with a sophisticated, persistent enemy.
Weeks earlier, unbeknownst to them, a similar hacker had entered the system and managed over the course of several months to exfiltrate fingerprint data, background check files and forms, and all sorts of sensitive information. And he was able to roam about through the system because they weren't aware that he was there.
The attack, discovered last year, compromised personal information of more than 21 million current, former, and prospective federal employees. On the campaign trail, North Carolinians heard from the top-tier candidates. Republican Donald Trump told a crowd in Greenville that America has a chance to get it right with this presidential election.
This is our chance to solve all of the problems that have gone unsolved for so many years. Boy, I'll tell you, many years of gross incompetence.
In Wilmington, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine says Trump sitting in the Oval Office is a frightening thought.
The prospect of the emotionally volatile, fact-challenged, self-obsessed, and inexperienced Donald Trump as commander-in-chief scares me to death.
Hurricane Newton swept onto the Gulf of California after slamming the resorts of southern Baja. It's on a path expected to take it to the Mexican mainland by morning, and then onto the U.S. border with potentially dangerous rains for Arizona and New Mexico. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says Laotians have been living under the shadow of war for four decades. He's touring a rehab center in Laos that treats victims of bombs the U.S. dropped during the Vietnam War. Obama says there are millions of cluster bombs that never exploded and remain a threat. Three crew members of the International Space Station, an American and two Russians, have returned to Earth. NASA monitored the landing in Kazakhstan.
From the balcony camera overlooking the front screen in the Russian Mission Control Center. With the words, "Yest posadka," they've landed.
Jeff Williams returned as the U.S. record holder for time in orbit, logging 534 days in space over four missions. A federal judge has tentatively rejected a plan by the Federal Bureau of Land Management to open more than 1,500 square miles of lands in Central California to oil drilling and fracking. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.